Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate you bringing this important issue before the committee. As you pointed out, this was recently held open for public comment, and of the thousands of public comments that were submitted, I thought one in particular was noteworthy and bears some discussion. That is mainly from the Pennsylvania News Media Association. And I'll quote in part, "There appears to have been a lack of public notice for the public meetings held on the rulemaking process. Section 7C of our Commonwealth's Air Pollution Control Act requires as follows: notice to the public of the time and place of any public hearing shall be given at least 30 days prior to the scheduled date of the hearing by public advertisement in a newspaper or newspapers of general circulation in the region of the Commonwealth affected. We cannot locate any publication for these meetings, with the exception of the original notice in the Pennsylvania Bulletin and the Department of Environmental Protection's website. Mr. President, after what we've learned over the last 48 hours, where the administration forgot to advertise perhaps the most significant constitutional amendment in the history of this Commonwealth, it's interesting that they also forgot to advertise this regulation as required by law. As a result, Mr. Chairman, I believe that this regulation is fatally, irreparably flawed and harmed, and candidly should be withdrawn, resubmitted, and provided to the public for proper public comment and dialogue. Mr. President, I take this issue quite personally. The district I represent generates 6,000 megawatts of carbon-emitting electricity in this Commonwealth and provides thousands of family-sustaining jobs through union work, through the trade unions, through the electrical workers, the plumbers, the boiler makers, the pipe fitters, the laborers, and the carpenters. And we just heard a budget address, Mr. Chairman, where the governor wants to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That's all well and good, but the sad irony is, at the same token, he's trying to eliminate maximum wage jobs, family-sustaining, real and good-paying jobs. And on top of that, Mr. Chairman, the bitter irony of what we just heard from the governor, and bear with me because I want to quote directly from him, "No matter how great a parent you are, if your local school system lacks the resources it needs to provide your kids with a quality education, that's a barrier to giving them a better life." Well, what he didn't add, Mr. Chairman, is that this carbon tax proposal deprives thousands of students that I represent of millions of dollars in public education funding, namely through the property taxes paid by these carbon-emitting power plants. And so the next time I'm criticized for not being interested in increasing the personal income tax to support public education, let's keep in mind what he's doing to public education in my own backyard. Thousands of my students, because of this carbon tax, will be deprived of an opportunity to have a fair, free, and equal education. And for the last 18 months, I've begged this administration to explain to me how they're going to make this whole, how they're going to ensure that the property tax revenue lost from this proposal would be replaced. And I have yet to hear anything other than sunshine and rainbows. Platitudes, Mr. Chairman, that's all I hear. $4 million of public education investment gone, just like that, out of the students that I represent. If we're going to treat students in this Commonwealth equally, then darn it, we need to make sure our policies align with equal treatment. And that's not what this carbon tax does. So, Mr. Chairman, I ask my colleagues to oppose this REGI initiative by supporting this submission to IRC, and I again implore the governor that if he really is concerned really concerned about public education, then come to my district and explain to my school districts and the families that send their children there how and why this proposal is good for them. And I know I'll hear that we're going to save the planet through this initiative. And I know that I'll hear that my power plants are going to close anyway. Well, guess what? What I do know is that if this carbon tax goes through, those power plants will close. But what won't happen is we won't reduce emissions. You know why? Because, and you talk to the boilermakers, you talk to the electrical workers, you talk to anybody in the trade unions, and they'll tell you where they're working right now. They're working in West Virginia, they're working in Ohio, and they're working on carbon-emitting power plant facilities because they're licking their lips to pick up what we're ready to give up. And last time I checked, we don't live in a bubble in this Commonwealth. And so we're going to devastate communities, we're going to devastate school districts, we're going to provide Ohio and West Virginia an economic opportunity like they've never seen, all for what? I ask for your support of this letter, Mr. Chairman.